In nomine Patris et Filiis et Spiritus Sancti. The lesson for today in the vernacular comes from Blessed Apostle Paul to the Philippians. Brethren, the things that I were to gain for me, the same I have counted a loss for Christ. Furthermore, I count all things to be lost for the excellent knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but as dung, that I may gain Christ, and I may be found in him, not having my justice, which is of the law, but that which is of faith of Jesus Christ, which is of God. Justice in faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death, if by me that means I may gain to attain to the resurrection which is from the dead, not as though I have already attained or were already perfect, but I follow after, if I may by any means apprehend wherein I am also apprehended by Jesus Christ. Thus concludes the epistle according to St. Paul. Please stand for the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I praise thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and have revealed them to the little ones. Yea, Father, it is so seemed good in thy sight that all things are delivered unto me by my Father, and that no one knoweth the Son but the Father, and neither doth anyone know the Father but the Son, and he At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, Nothing is covered that shall not be revealed, or hid that shall be not made known. That which I tell you in the dark, speak ye rather in the light. And that which you hear in the ear, preach ye upon the housetops. And fear ye not he that would kill the body, and are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And not one of them shall fall on the ground without your Father, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, better are you than many sparrows. Every one, therefore, that shall confess me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. Thus concludes the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. You may be seated. So today we have this beautiful Mass. Well, let me tell you who it's offered for first. It's offered for those souls which are most lost souls today. So today we, instead of celebrating the feast of Saint Hilary of Poitiers, we did that yesterday, right? So rather than doing it 2 days in a row, even though we can talk many hours on the great doctor, Saint Hilary of Poitiers, and his defense, as we spoke of yesterday, of the Holy Trinity, today, I wanted to focus on St. Felix of Nola. You know who St. Felix of Nola is? No, you don't? He's an amazing saint. He's a pretty great saint. He lived his life in the 200s or the 3rd century and lived the great bulk of what we want to focus on in his life in the around 250s and thereafterwards. St. Felix of Nola, he was one who, his name actually means what? Felix? Happy or blessed. Happy or blessed. And so St. Felix was very blessed. Why? Because when he died, he had one brother. So the two of them were to divide the inheritance of their father in two, in twain. One took the other. His older brother went off to form a military career whereby he would be able to expound his riches in a great way as a nobleman, going in that direction and hopefully ending up in politics thereafter, where much money could be even further gained in honor of this world. And St. Felix went in the other direction, doing the exact opposite of his brother. Rather than seeking fame and glory and possessions, he took the better part of his possessions, distributed them poor, just like you're going to do with the commodities later on after this Mass. Taking the better part of his possessions and go and distributing them to the poor and living on a sustenance of little thereafter, dedicating himself to the service of God. He was eventually able to accept the roles of exorcist and of lector, porter, all those minor orders, and was eventually ordained a priest and placed under Saint Maximus, Blessed Bishop Maximus of Nola, of the same city there, who was a man renowned for his holiness. And he entrusted everything that he had, this great and holy bishop, to this young priest, Felix, saying, I will prime him to take my place someday, because the Spirit of the Lord is truly upon him. And so, as he sought to do so, to instruct him in that way, what a great persecution erupted under the Emperor Decius. And under Decius, what happened is that Maxentius, being the holy bishop that he was, not fearing his own death, decided to depart into the desert in order to spend his life in exile in a greater suffering than would have been from martyrdom, though he desired martyrdom very much himself. And so he went off in that way and was actually left at the point of near death through the starvations and the cold, the chills, and everything else that he experienced in the exile that was there. Felix was discovered. Felix was discovered, found, and cast into prison. Here's the interesting thing. Pay attention to this. What happened to St. Felix is that he went and in jail through prayer, just like St. Paul within the scriptures, was awakened in the middle of the night by an angel who unlocked all the doors that were there within the prison for him and led him out to safety. Led him out to safety. Isn't that incredible? Just like in St. Paul, these things aren't just things that happen in Scripture. They happen in the Christian times as well, even to our own day, mind you. Now, so St. Felix went out, left from there, and achieved his freedom there. What did he do? Did he go off there and say, God, thank you for saving me. Now I can go hide and wait for a better time? No, did not. What he did was immediately began preaching. Immediately again, preaching and teaching. But that's a little bit later. Immediately after that, he went to go find, driven by the Spirit, to go find the bishop off into the deserted places. So he searched and he searched, and he was able to find his dear bishop who was there, who was devoted to, who was there at the point of death, exhaustion, had no sustenance. And so he prayed for him there in that moment. And then God revealed to him that not far from where they were, there was a little cluster of grapes unknown to the bishop there who was starving to death and was near swooning, near death at this point. So he reached out there from the cluster of grapes, took a grape, and what he did was he squished the grape within his hand and placed that in the juice to drop upon the already open mouth of his bishop who was there, utterly unconscious. And what happened? Immediately he was roused. Immediately he was given strength. Woke up and was able to recover his health totally there. A great grace that was there, and where he returned there in order to be the bishop of his diocese. He later died not long after that because of the difficulties encouraged in this exile. But so did Decius the emperor. He also passed away, and so the persecution fell away. Well, so now they needed a bishop, right? So who did they say should be the bishop? Felix, the Holy One. Obviously, he was the one who was prepared for this position by Maxentius, or by St. Maximus. Well, it wasn't the case. He, in his great humility, stepped back and said, no, I must give that role to the most senior priest who is over me, who was ordained, was it 4 or 7 days before him? 4 or 7 days before him. Such was his humility, he said, this guy was ordained 4 or 7 days before me, has seniority, so he's the one who should be next in line and not me, even though everybody knew he was prepared for that. And so out of that, his dear friend, who was ordained just a couple of days before him, allowed him to be raised to be the bishop, but he always took his counsel, always treated him as though St. Felix was the elder father of him, consulting him in every little thing that he had to do in the administration of the diocese of Nola that was there. Such a great, beautiful act of humility in this way. There was another point at which St. Felix, because of his great preaching, really enraged the pagans because he was able to preach effectively against their gods and for the true God. Because of this, they went to seek him out, and when they could no longer best him, they left to go find some soldiers to accuse him of being a Christian, and then to be able to end his life quickly there. When he had stepped away, he stepped backward into the nook of a wall that was just cracked in some sort of way. And what happened as he stepped back into that, a number of spiders came and spun webs instantly, right there, instantly in front of him. And so when they returned, not long afterward, they said, hey, look at this wall. Seeing all these spiders having done these elaborate webs here, obviously he couldn't have gone this way. And they went searching for him in a different direction that was there. And so he spent in the nook of that wall many days, weeks, maybe it was even years, I forget from the annals, spent that time being ministered to by a good Christian woman who would bring him food from time to time until that bit of persecution also would be ended. We're not exactly sure how he met his death because that's not fully recorded. The golden legend says that he died as a martyr. Alban Butler in his Lives of the Saints said he died at a very old age. Obviously the church says definitively that he was a martyr because that's why I'm wearing red today. But that is at least in some confusion there. So what should we see in here? One, for that last story, if you're afraid of spiders, guess what? Even the most detestable creature that you can conceive of, God can use. God can use. If he can use the most detestable creatures that are out there in nature, then what about the most detestable creatures that we find here among our human species, among our brothers and sisters? God can bring great things through those who many people find to be so far away from him. So let's not cast judgment in that way. Next time you see a spider that's there, maybe consider instead of squashing it if it's not particularly dangerous, maybe shooing it on its way and asking for the intercession of Saint Felix of Nola to say, you were the lucky one, you were the holy one, you were the blessed one. So may through the intercession of you, may these spiders somehow, may somehow there be a web weaved in front of me that my persecutors and attackers may not have the last say. In another sense, remember how he himself, as soon as he was free, didn't seek to find his own freedom. But rather, what did he do? Sought instantly to go find the one he was devoted to. To see that when we have a stroke of fortune, a stroke of good luck that has come to us in some sort of way, God's providence has hit us in a radical way, rather than seeking, let us rejoice and do my own thing with it. Well, maybe this is meant for somebody else. And so who might the Lord be calling me to bless, to seek out, and to draw into greater joy, and to rescue in this way? St. Felix is a great example for us of one who did not think of himself. Brothers and sisters, that's what it really means to be blessed. That's what it means to be lucky, as this name says. That's what it means to be holy, is what? Not to think of ourselves and our needs in the instant that we receive them, but rather to live a life which is offered for others. Remember what our blessed Lord said within the sacred scriptures in the Gospel of Matthew. He states, the Son of Man did not come, what? To serve himself or to be served, but rather he came to serve and to give his life as what? A ransom for the many. That's what a truly lucky life is, a truly blessed life, a truly holy life is a life lived as a ransom for others. How many souls are we going to ransom in this Mass? Offer your souls well into it and see them released by the power of God and your joining yourself to that very same movement. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.